It's funny how money changes situation. Miscommunication lead to complication. My emancipation don't fit your equation. I was on the
It's funny how money changes situations, isn't it? A few hundred million of Elon Musk money. Buying the information environment. A few billion, you know. Folks, my name's Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Got a great show for you today. I'm going to be joined by a special guest at the top of the hour. Her name is Laura Rodriguez. She's with the Center for American Progress Action Fund. We're going to talk about the start of the 119th Congress and the re-election of Mike Johnson as Speaker of the House of Representatives. I got Dom Salvia joining me at 3:30 for in case you missed it. We'll talk more about J6, but also the fact that the Washington Post spiked a political cartoon by Pulitzer Prize-winning cartoonist Antolanis for absolutely no good reason. And she ended up quitting as a result. All that coming up more, but right now we are observing the 4th anniversary of the January 6th insurrection. Let's go to the phones. 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. Bob from Madison, what would you like to say this afternoon, sir?
Well, we ought to observe this every year, you know, January 6th, like they do for 9/11. They have a big ceremony. They have hundreds of thousands of people meeting down there in New York every 9/11. We should celebrate 1/6 the same way. That's the only way you can institutionalize the memory in the American public. And right now, of course, we're fighting an insurrection led by Confederate States-based and Confederate States-type policies out of the Trump administration and such. You know, I mean, the whole party has become the Southern Party. It's become the party of the Confederacy, not the party of the Union. And they seem to exhibit that all the time.
Thanks for the call, Bob. I hear you. And I just want to take a couple of minutes. I want to remind everybody that Republicans of all stripes, some very loyal to Donald Trump, criticized him immediately after January 6th and put the blame squarely on his shoulders, including then leader of the Senate, Mitch McConnell. Let's take a listen to cut one.
January 6th was a disgrace. American citizens attacked their own government. They used terrorism to try to stop a specific piece of domestic business they did not like. Fellow Americans beat and bloodied our own police. They stormed the Senate floor. They tried to hunt down the Speaker of the House. They built a gallows and chanted about murdering the Vice President. They did this because they'd been fed wild falsehoods by the most powerful man on earth. Because he was angry, he lost an election. Former President Trump's actions preceded the riot for a disgraceful, disgraceful dereliction of duty.
And let's take cut two right away again. Again, this is Mitch McConnell discussing in specifics that Donald Trump is responsible for January 6th.
There's no question, none, that President Trump is practically and morally responsible for provoking the events of the day. No question about it. The people who stormed this building believed they were acting on the wishes and instructions of their president. And having that belief was a foreseeable consequence of the growing crescendo of false statements, conspiracy theories, and reckless hyperbole, which the defeated president kept shouting into the largest megaphone on planet Earth. The issue is not only the president's intemperate language on January 6th. It is not just his endorsement of remarks in which an associate urged, quote, trial by combat. It was also the entire manufactured atmosphere of looming catastrophe. The increasingly wild myths about a reverse landslide election that was somehow being stolen, some secret coup by our now president. Now, I defended the president's right to bring any complaints to our legal system. The legal system spoke. The Electoral College spoke. As I stood up and said clearly at that time, the election was settled. It was over. But that just really opened a new chapter of even wilder, and more unfounded claims. The leader of the free world cannot spend weeks thundering that shadowy forces are stealing our country and then feign surprise when people believe him and do reckless things.
Mm. So well put by Mitch McConnell. Then, funny that they all basically lined up in fealty since that time. I want to make a note. Capital Tours currently do not make any mention of January 6th. They don't tell people where the events went down. And I think that is a big problem. Because if this isn't part of the history that we revisit, it makes the rewriting of that history, the whitewashing, in a very literal sense, all the more possible and likely. And that puts every single one of us in harm's way as Americans. My name is Maggie Dawn. When we come back after news, weather, and sports at the top of the hour, I'm going to be joined by the Center for American Action, Center for American Progress Action Fund special guest Laura Rodriguez. We're going to talk about the start of the 119th Congress, what you should be keeping an eye out on. That's all coming up next. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network, where we're all about real news and great conversation. Keep it locked.